I was just about to say, wouldn't it be fun if this is like a 15-minute meeting? But I probably shouldn't say that with a recording on, but I just did.
It's either going to be true or you cursed us, Mark, and the meeting will be an hour and a half.
I know it's not going to be over an hour. I only set it for an hour.
All right, and I think Zachary, is it your turn to facilitate? Ooh, exciting.
Okay, let's get started.
Wait.
So, hi everyone, Zachary, Davenport Council co-chair. So let's start with introductions. Let's start with Ron.
Hi guys, Ron Hernandez here, co-chair for membership committee.
Chuck.
Hi, Chuck Adams, Council Affairs.
TJ.
TJ Lee Miyake, council member. He, him.
Bill.
Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services, DPH.
And then council staff, Kira.
Kira, Council Staff.
Pat.
Pat, Council Staff.
And Mark.
Mark Moore, Council Staff.
Fabulous. Okay, so let's review and approve today's agenda.
Right. So we have a couple of items to approve under the second agenda item. As you can see, it's October agendas and minutes. So we have quite a few to approve. Well, we can do that today. So I'll put that up afterwards.
Any changes, anyone? Okay, good. So the agenda is approved by consensus, and so then our next is to review and approve October's minutes and agendas.
So here we have the agenda for last month's meeting. Pretty similar to this month's. And do we want to do this one by one, or is this late at the end?
I'm okay with slate. If anyone else has an objection, we can do that. But
Okay.
how's that sound?
I'll quickly
Okay,
throw
good.
up the next one then. These are the minutes for October.
Great. So we're just kind of doing a slate vote here. Anyone opposed to approving the agendas and minutes?
We have a couple more.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, like for other committees?
No. For because we haven't
Other
exactly
months.
met quorum each month, so we
Right.
haven't been able, so they've kind of carried over month by month.
Okay.
All right. Now I have the September agenda. This is a resource allocation vote as well. All right, and then I will quickly throw up the September minutes. All right, and then the last one is the October 21st minutes. All right, and that's the last one.
Okay, thank you, Kara. Okay, so now, anyone opposed to approving all of those agendas and minutes as a slate, vote. Okay, hearing none, they are approved. Thank you. Okay, do we have any announcements? No? Okay, any public comment? Moving right along, committee and work group reports. So we do have a vote here. Is that
Only if,
correct? Oh, it's
only if, yeah, I always just notice it for a vote just in case there has to be some action, but there's none this month, nor is there
okay.
usually. So just in
Right.
case.
Do we have a community engagement committee update?
Yes, and I can give that. It was a pretty straightforward meeting. So we did our regular review and approve both the agenda and minutes. And then Stephen Spano gave us the HCAP report, which included highlighting some cases that we have previously heard about. And then there was a needs assessment and COLA update, which I gave. And that took us to the end of the meeting. So pretty straightforward and short.
Thank you, Kara. And Council Affairs.
Yeah, our meeting was pretty straightforward in the same way. There's going to be a couple of, God, I can't even think anymore. Well, anyway, what we actually did was the 2026 work plan. We sat there and went through all the months and set up the work plan for the whole next year, but it's always changeable, so it's good to have it set up. And then Mark had already said that there was two more presentations that were going to happen, but they're straightforward from the county. So we didn't really have to go through their not files, but the
Presentation.
there we go, there we go. What kind of day I'm having, yeah. And then that was it. And then we voted to not meet in December and coming back in January.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chuck. And then membership committee update.
Yeah, we had a pretty easy breezy meeting as well. We started boilerplate stuff, we did our demographic update, our attendance reports, nothing to really mention about that. We had no applicants, nothing to look forward to when it comes to that. But we did have a discussion over the committee assignment. So I guess everyone's already placed or are going to be automatically placed where they're currently sitting unless they've had asked for a change. And we haven't had any changes except for, well, we didn't get any volunteer changes, but we didn't need to make two changes just to balance out the meetings. So the committee meeting that was lacking was, I think, Council Affairs. And so we took out a member from each of the other committees to put into that one. So we hope that committee would be stimulated with that activity next year.
Yeah, just a clarifying comment. It was actually community engagement, which has been not so much lacking in membership, but it has been lacking in attendance. So we do have a pretty even number of members in each committee. But Ron, what Ron was talking to is that we don't exactly meet quorum at community engagement quite consistently. So that's the one that kind of needs a little bit of help.
Thank you for that clarification, Kira.
Yeah, thank you, Ron.
And we all voted to not meet next month. So there we have it. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Mark. Thank
Anyway.
you, Wayne. Okay, and then back to Kira for our meeting evaluation for October.
Yeah, and I can share that. All right, and can everyone see this? Yes,
Yes.
all right. So let me get these out of the way. All right. So this was our meeting evaluation for last month, and we did have a little return on these. We only had nine surveys turned in, and there were 21 council members that attended this meeting. So the first question was the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting, and everyone agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Thomas Noble. And everyone agreed there was one comment here for Thomas. Smile. The agenda was well planned. Everyone agreed, no comments there. The cluster detection response presentation by, I think it was supposed to be Julia Jansen, Sharon Pipkin, and Thomas Noble was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And everyone agreed there were a couple comments here. Great presentation, very clear and interesting, very informative, thank you, and very well planned. Great informative presentation and great community info. The Marin County report by Nali was effective and engaging to the HCPC, and everyone agreed. And there were comments here as well. Very informative, great energy, woohoo na. Loved her energy, great job, lots of energy. The San Mateo County report by Anna Branzella was informative and relevant to the HCPC. Again, everyone agreed, and there were a couple of comments here as well. Unable to stay but reviewed the slides. Loved the demographic disparity focus. Great information with great job with the info. Learned it's of interesting facts about lots of interesting facts about the county. Good work, thanks to Anna and Asa. Great job. My needs as a council member are being met during this time, and everyone agreed with that statement. No comments there. As for what worked well for council members during this meeting or what could have been improved, we got a couple of comments. I personally appreciate the comments from members of the public regarding draft availability on the website prior to council meetings. Thomas was great handling public comment with Michael. Presentations timed well and excellent meeting. For suggestions for any future presentations or training topics, please ask all presenters to put page numbers on all presentations and desserts. On an overall scale of 1 to 10, this meeting received an overall 9.8 average rating. So pretty up there. Any questions about this?
Is that Thomas's highest score?
I think so.
Good job, Thomas.
Awesome. Okay, next is to review the full council agenda.
Right, just a moment here. Here, bear with me. Okay, share screen. All right, y'all see that?
Yes.
Okay, so we have here our agenda for this coming Monday, our regular stuff, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. For 7, we're back to our normal roll call of updates. So we've had shorter times, shorter ones these past couple months, but we're back to our usual from Bill for HHS. Thomas will be doing triple duty with CHEP, CPG, and ETE. Legia will do CARE and National. Leroy will do SOA and ADAP. And we will not be having another reunion project update, I think, if necessary. Oh, I might as well just leave it in there. Who knows? I think there's a new date that's been chosen, so I might as well share that. And then after that, we have a membership discussion. This is, as you can see from the description, we'll discuss a recent decision from the mayor's office. This was asked to be added to the agenda at the last full council meeting and to be noticed as a vote. So it is that. 20 minutes for that. We have our break, and then we have our two presentations, our annual update from Getting to Zero, Susan Buchbinder. And then we have the discussion, I guess beginning of the discussion and input providing for the California Integrated Plan, which is what I think it is called, which is what Leroy will be leading. Pretty straightforward agenda, except for the unusual item of the membership discussion. Any questions or thoughts, changes, additions?
Mark, can I ask why is it listed as a vote? Like, what's the potential vote?
I'm not sure that it was a request specifically made by Lord Thomas. Was that it be on the agenda as a discussion and noticed as a vote?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't put anyone down to lead that discussion. It did come from Laura. Maybe she'll want to lead it. Maybe it'll just be an organic discussion. Yeah, so that's why you don't see anything there.
Okay.
Any other questions or thoughts on this agenda?
Looks great.
I think I'll stop share. I'll send this out to staff and to the two presenters. I'll probably send it out to Laura as well.
Okay, awesome. And so, Mark, the next item, bylaws and PMP review, are we doing that or?
I don't know. What do folks feel? I feel like this is it's not the smallest group possible. The smallest group possible would be three or four people. But we usually have a couple more people here. And I do tend to think that PNP updates are best served by the more voices in the room. But I'll leave it up to you all. That is my opinion, though, is that I would prefer to wait till there's more voices. But I don't care. Whatever you all think.
I agree with you, Mark.
I do
Okay.
too.
Then the last thing you have to do is decide if you want to meet in
Yes.
December. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Ron does. Okay.
Ron, you can have a membership of one. Yes.
I'll send you a special link to my meeting.
Well, let me just ask then, is there anyone opposed to not meeting in December? Okay, well, silence is deafening.
And it looks like
Perfect.
Kat gets the award for having the first Christmas tree up from anybody.
Yeah.
I'll accept that award.
Oh, look at that. Is that a dog I see in the corner?
Let's
Yeah,
see.
sorry. She's being
No, we
needy.
like doggies.
A meeting
Oh my God, how gorgeous.
dog. Turned purple again. I wonder why that is. So strange. I was so excited by seeing a cute dog. All right. Well,
Okay, perfect. So with that, we'll adjourn. So our next meeting won't be till January, and we'll have that date at some point for you.
I'll send that out shortly.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, everyone. Have a good
Okay.
weekend.
See
See you
everyone
on
on
Monday.
Monday.
Kat, Kara, can you stay on for just a moment?